Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with Ben, David, and Tracy. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, living in a very technical kind of world.
I always love when a band that has 8 fucking albums is revealed to me. That's how I felt when we did Cataclysm, Tracy. I was like, what? So thanks for taking us on this journey, Gabe.
No worries. Ben, what's going on?
Man, just sitting on the porch, holding a beer, and talking about metal. We're pretty good.
There are worse lives to be living.
I mean, indeed. We're living them a lot of the rest of the time. So, yeah. Yes. This is...
You got to take the wins when you can. That's all you can do.
This is a highlight, not a trough here.
Right. But it's not a Miller highlight. So
it's not the champagne of beers, if that's what you're implying. So Tracy, what can you tell us statistically and biographically and bibliographically about this album?
Like you had previously stated, this is Psychroptic Divine Council. This is their 8th studio album. The lineup for this band is David Haley on drums, Joe Haley on guitars, Jason Pepiet, sorry if I butchered that, on vocals, and Todd Stern on bass. It was released on EVP Recordings and has a runtime of 38 minutes and 33 seconds. But yeah, is this everybody's first introduction to this band, or?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I only ended up picking this because I saw that it was going to be released this month, and I thought it might be interesting to bring a Tech Death record into the rotation.
I'm glad you brought it.
It was mine as well.
And David's as well. So I'm the only one that had previous experience with these guys. Wow, that's interesting.
Let me guess. It was a 2018 album.
It was, As the Kingdoms Drown.
Of course it was. That's when you just exploded because of Cloaca Metal Reviews.
I know, it slowed down a little, but it's still... I guess to give a little bit of difference between them, I feel like that one's much more techy, to put it spin on it. Like that thing, this one's kind of a little more relaxed than their previous album was.
Sounds good.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to hear that word being described too. being used to describe like this Tech Death album versus like the one that the same band produced 4 years ago. You know, and of course, like the question is, what are you looking for in a Tech Death record? Are you looking for something relaxing? If so, you might be in the wrong place.
I mean, I know I claimed publicly it wasn't my genre due to some political pressure from someone else on this call.
Oh, you claimed it, all right.
David.
Yeah. I'll try to deny it.
David, our agreement stands. It doesn't stand if you bring it up in public.
That's fair. I like Tech Death, thanks to Tracy. And this is some. It wasn't quite as insane as Artspire, which I really dug. I think a lot of us that listened to it liked it. So it was a little more accessible. So I actually can imagine what you're saying, Tracy. I can imagine this turned up from, I don't know, what is this here, 9 or 10 to 11 or 12. But it was, you know, I mean, it was probably the one I liked the most of these 4, which was a little annoying to me, given my usual brand loyalty, but this was good shit, I thought. It reminded me, not necessarily in style exactly, there's a little overlap that though too, but the way I felt when because of this podcast, discovered Cataclysm, I'd never listened to them, and holy shit, was that album amazing. And it was there, I don't know, I think even 9th, 11th, I don't know, whatever.
They've been at it for a long time, too.
So many fucking 80s, I think. So this was some cool shit. You know, Australia, between this and Werewolves, Australia's bringing it.
I'm going to listen to somebody's math homework. I want it to at least be Meshuggah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, I want to say the interesting thing about Meshuggah songs is 99% of the time, they're in 4-4 time.
Well, I think they're also doing something different. I mean, yeah. I don't think that Tech Death is necessarily going to be, at least from what little I know, it's not necessarily going to be something that is as experimental with rhythm as Meshuggah or something else in the djent vein. But I mean, I understand if that's what you want and if that's what you're expecting coming this record, you're probably going to be disappointed because that's not what they're doing.
I was actually just expecting a death metal album and I got Tech Death. And so I was disappointed, but I mean, not because I was expecting.
I mean, all you have to do really, and I don't do this really either, but like all you have to do to prevent that happening is just like look at the Wikipedia and just say, you know what, most people are calling what this band are doing. And then you get an idea of like what, what's coming at you.
Yeah.
But then I don't like do that.
And I don't like.
Then
I go in cold. I want a first impression.
I don't. Yeah.
Because like, I don't do so that deep either. On that shit. Yeah. I try to listen to it at least like once or twice without looking up. Like, I don't even look at where they're from, which I'm always super obsessed with. So I'm like, what is this? So yeah, I don't look it up in advance either. I used to. And I read, depending on what night, a fair amount after I've like listened to it. But I don't know. I think those labels, I'm probably the one who uses them the most on this podcast, but I'm careful to structure my listening experience based on them. And I think Apple is very bad at it. This is death metal / black metal, but they say that about so much shit. I think it might as well just be extreme right. metal. I mean, they don't know.
It's like a Mad Lib. Right. But with that said, I mean, you know, this is definitely not my genre and not really my cup of tea, as you can tell. But this is one of those things, you know, and I've said this about a million Tech Death bands, because it's true. If you're going to play Tech Death, you actually have to be a pretty damn good musician, be really proficient in your instruments. I actually really liked the singing on this. I enjoyed that quite a bit. This is another album that is approaching overproduced. But it's also only 38 minutes long, so it's kind of hard to hate.
Yeah. And the one thing I liked about this album is that it's just produced enough to where you can hear everything that's played at every note, in a sense, but you're not, it's not too much to where you're hearing the picking and the sweeping, but you're also, it's not underproduced to where it's all kind of starting to muddle and run together. Because I feel like if you do Tech Death and it's underproduced, it's just going to sound like shit. And so I think
probably this not gonna be Tech Death at that point.
True. And so I think this album does a pretty good job of that. They do experiment a little more with the Tech Death, I think, with they bring in like the choir bit there for a little bit and they kind of go experimental, and which I think this one's a little more experimental than their previous one as well. But I mean, this is still this was one of the other bands similar to Garrod that I was kind of like, ooh, in 2018, whenever I heard it, I'm like, all right. And this kind of like perked my ears up. I don't know why Tech Death I'm able to like dive into and go for when it's death, but I'm like, I don't know, guys.
That's an interesting parting of ways. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe it's, you want that technical precision. You want to feel like you're in the chicken plant. I don't know. Feels like a spreadsheet, maybe.
Maybe. Just that technical precision that has been nailed down to like the millisecond of this, how it's going to run and work.
Yeah, I think also I was reading online about this record, and someone out there referred to this as Tech Death with a soul, which, you know, it kind of makes sense as a kind of way to describe this if you're thinking about what Tracy said about the last record, which was that it was very straight ahead and not very not moving very far outside of the box of like what you might expect from Tech Death. I happen to think that it's just a great time all the way through. Like, I just enjoy the experience of listening to it, and it didn't get old for me. And it's Tech Death that also, and maybe this, you know, hangs together with the idea of it having a soul. It doesn't leave melody behind, right? Melody actually kind of matters for these guys. So that's nice, I think, and it only really adds to the experience.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. But they do key melody; they don't leave anything behind. And I think this album, it's well done enough, well enough that it's just like going to ride. It's short enough to take the ride and go with it, man. And it's just quick in and out.
Are we doing tracks?
Are we ready for tracks?
You just said take the ride, which is usually what someone says.
I know. When they're talking about. I was like, oh shit, we're Tracy, talking about songs.
Kind of like slipped that in there, like nobody's gonna notice that.
Sorry, Jim. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I started like, oh man, I gotta get this together. Dude, I'm not ready. I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things we listened to this week, which I wasn't expecting because I didn't even know what a psychroptic was. But here we are.
I still don't know what it is.
I mean, this cover's not helping. I'm looking at it right now. It's what? He's drowning his own head. I'm not sure.
Their 2018 album cover will help. Let me pull it, share it with you guys.
I can get there too. I can get there myself. Oh, I see. That the kingdom drowns. Death metal / black metal. When your calling card involves cutthroat, mind baffling death metal, pushing beyond your limits is easier said than done.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that album cover is a psychroptic.
Oh shit. Some of these earlier ones? Inherited repression. Oh shit. Observant. Okay, then. Oh, there's a video. Anywho. Yep, they have a lot of stuff under their belt, and this is good. I, too, would take the ride.
Everybody ready for tracks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Gabe?
All of them. But I would also say... some of my favorites include This Shattered World, Enslavement, Ashes of Our Empire, and A Fragile Existence.
I want to say all of them and go for the ride. I think the weakest tracks are the first two songs. Like, I think it opens weakly, then it hits This Shattered World and just kicks in your teeth. And from that point on, it sounds fantastic.
I'm going to actually say exactly that. I'd say all of them. But I do agree it really kicks into high gear at 3. I was thinking that exact same thing. Every time when The Shattered World comes on, I'm like, oh, shit. It, like, really. But anyway, all of the damn tracks. Maybe the two of those previous two, Fool's Air and the other one are Antechamber. I don't know. But all of them. Yep, that's
what Ashes of Our Empire and the Prophet's Council.
Okay.
That's it.
The middle.
All righty. Great, gentlemen. How do you feel about it?
I guess I'll go first. This is an A for me.
We'll give this an A- to 91.
I'm going to go with the lowest A in Rising at 93. We'll see. It's good shit. So I'll be right between the two of you.
B+.
No, that's not bad. All right. Okay.
You say B+.
I'll be listening to this for the end of year stuff. For sure.
Yeah. Ben, did you say B+ or C+?
I said D+.
Okay.
Oh, D+.
But you like two songs on it. I don't understand you, man. if you like zero songs on it, that might make sense. But I mean, I don't know. Okay.
Songs. There's 8 songs.
Yeah.
There's 8 songs. So there's 2 of them I like. What is that?
25.
There's 9 songs.
25%.
So I don't want to second guess your judgment, Ben, but just like looking at our rubric, like if you give it a C, it's got like 1 or 2 tracks that you like. So
but also he doesn't like tech death. So I'm gonna go, Ben, your D+ stands.
Yeah, no, he's
I'm not gonna argue with the grade, but I just see it doesn't make sense to me, but it's okay.
You just don't accept that, Ben. Doesn't want to put in the work to teach psychroptic, but doesn't want to teach psychroptic next year either. So he's got to give it that day and move it on.
I think what this really is this is the first time Gabe's been on the wrong end of the Lindsay, and he's like, oh crap, what is this?
No, I'm just trying to understand, but maybe there's not much to understand there.
D holster.
We're at D rodeo. But that gives us an average of 87, which is still tied for top highs of the night, Gabe. Would you buy this album?
Yeah.
I would.
Hells yeah.
Ben just hangs up. That's it.
I mean, yeah. I don't think I have to say. I think you know.
I don't think you do either.
That means we give this gift to Ben for Christmas, just for the album artwork alone.
When I buy a poster of the album cover art, if it wasn't associated with the band, maybe.
Would I get it airbrushed on my van?
That's a yes.
that's an absolute yes. You have all
100%.
Just full back tattoos. It's here. Surrounding my own head. Do you get it? I don't. But we all have a fragile existence in this shadowed world.
Well, gentlemen, that brings us an end to the Pigs of August. And we're going to roll back time a little bit as we look at one of the foundational albums of metal in Motorhead's Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. That's good shit.
It should be an album that we haven't hit the classics that much, and we're going to be doing quite a bit of it here, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
That is for sure. Yes. Good about that and the crazy train.
Well, before we go completely off the rails, thank you for listening to us, and tune in next time on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.